Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. House Democrats are making another attempt to get a vote on the gun violence prevention package on the House floor. This would ban assault weapons in the state. DFL Representative Emma Greenman of Minneapolis declared an urgency to suspend the House rules and bring the bill to the floor.
I implore you to listen to the students, the families, and the nearly 70% of Minnesotans who are asking us to choose kids, choose communities over the guns that are killing them.
But before the House session, Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith explained why she is not bringing a vote to the floor.
As bills are introduced, they will go through the committee process, and I've held tight to that promise. Those bills did not continue going through the committee process because they fell on a party line vote in the committees.
Damith said the gun bills had their votes in committee and they failed. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have passed legislation allowing year-round sales of E15 fuel. Republican Congressman Brad Finstad supports the move.
E15 is a common-sense win-win solution to strengthen demand for farmers, support rural economies, and provide consumers with more affordable fuel options.
The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development is awarding nearly $43 million through the Minnesota Forward Fund to support major business expansion and technology partnership projects across the state. Officials say the funding will help create more than 260 new jobs, retain nearly 2,900 existing positions, and leverage close to $693 million in outside investment. And Minnesotans looking to give back and clean up the state's highways through MnDOT's Adopt a Highway program. Communication specialist Dan Meyer says there's more than 1,000 sections of highway available for adoption.
When you look at the state, we really have a lot of roadways out there. MnDOT maintains about 13,000 lane miles of roadway across the state. That's just 10% of all roads in Minnesota, so it gives you a little bit of perspective. If this is something you're interested in, definitely learn more, get involved.
Volunteers cleaned up more than 35,000 bags of trash from state highways and rest areas last year. In other headlines, Governor Walz is reacting to the agreement made with legislative leaders. It includes spending to keep HCMC and other hospitals around the state open, along with property tax relief and other initiatives to make life more affordable for Minnesotans.
In the political environment we're in, the idea of getting a deal and getting a deal on time and getting a deal that all sides are proud of and that Minnesotans are going to see benefit from, Minnesota's working back towards that the state that works motto, and for 8 years we've been able to do that.
Walz hopes lawmakers can still come up with agreements for business relief following ICE operations and funding for aging IT systems across the state. A seasonal home south of Eveleth is a total loss after a fire just before noon today. Authorities say embers from a burn barrel likely sparked the blaze. Dry, windy conditions helped flames spread to nearby woods. No injuries were reported. And 50 rescued beagles are set to arrive tonight at the Animal Humane Society in Golden Valley. Officials say the dogs come from a Wisconsin breeding facility and were previously used for research. This is MNN.